Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, a special place of exploration, love, and healing.
Hello.
Stay inside your ride, but prepare to expand your consciousness. Your psychic pitchmen, Michael Espinoza and Lawrence Birch, are your guides as we embark together on a magical journey. Here's the entrance, and right there is your seat. So, let's start the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Psychic Funhouse.
Psychic Funhouse. Hey, everybody. How are you?
Hope everybody had
Thank
a good
you.
Week.
I'm glad. Yep. Mm-hmm. How
I'm
was your week?
My co-host, Mr. Michael Espinoza. My week? My week has been good. Yeah.
Yeah?
Took my mom to see a movie at the old movie theater here. They show movies every couple weeks.
Ooh.
This one was called Hot Fuzz. Yeah.
Ooh.
You ever seen Hot Fuzz before?
Sounds nasty. It sounds nasty. No.
No.
What was
that
about?
Kind of movie there. You don't get raincoats or anything. It's a British comedy. First.
It sounds familiar, though. I think maybe, like, you're from the 70s?
No, not that old.
Oh, okay. No.
It's about a British cop in London who does his job too well, so they send him out to this little country town, and then he uncovers this whole string of murders, and it gets really pretty absurd, but it's hilarious. So,
yeah, all right.
It's a murder mystery comedy.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds
good.
How
about you? How's your week been?
It was good. I went down to Tijuana earlier in the week. Drove down on Sunday, and we came back on Monday. My mother went for stem cell injections, and they're pretty amazing.
Wow.
They work. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She gets them in her joints for her pain, and
mm-hmm.
It's already helped one knee that used to hurt her a lot. Mm-hmm. That knee, she had them done first about a year ago, and this is the second time. So she had them done and put in her other knee, her hip, and her elbow, her shoulder. And she said her hip's not hurting her anymore. So it's good. Yeah. So we're happy about that, pain-free.
So oh, good.
That was an experience. Yeah, it was an experience going at Tijuana. I haven't been since, I don't even remember when I was there last. Oh, no, I was there about 7 years ago, and then before that, I think I was in my 20s. So it's changed a lot. It's becoming modernized and gentrified. So it was interesting. It was interesting. So... yeah, and it's like right over the border for some reason. I had in my head like it was, inland about, you had to drive about an hour in, but you don't. It's literally as soon as you cross the border, it's right there. So, yeah. So that's my adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. I hope that... procedure ends up helping your mom for a while. Sounds like it's already working.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
And you didn't get any Botox while you were there?
I thought about it. They were offering me to get vitamins intravenously. Cause before they put the stem cells in, they give you vitamins intravenously. And they're like, would you like some? I'm like, no, thanks, I'm okay. They're like, you sure? You can get some. They're only, it's only $100. I'm like, no, it's okay. Not interested. Thank you for offering that. I got my vitamins right here, and they're from Costco.
Okay. Could have been life-changing. Maybe missed out.
I know. Well, next time when I go back for Botox, I'll get vitamins, too. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. They do it all there, too. So.
Really?
Yep.
We have a cryo lab, too, like a little cryogenic chamber. You can go in and freeze.
No, they remove your head, they fix it, and then they sew it back on. And voila. You're out of there in about 5 hours.
Perfect.
Yep. Exactly. So what are we doing this week, Mr. Lowell?
Well, I thought just to kick things off, we'd share a story of a psychic experience we had or something we witnessed or something interesting we heard about that might be of interest to our listeners. So,
yeah.
Something in that realm.
Yeah. So do you have a psychic experience you'd like to share with us?
I do. I do.
Please do. Please do.
Yeah.
Let me get my popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I can't wait to hear this.
Make sure it's got butter on it. So, I had a girlfriend named Anne, who was really pretty redheaded gal. About 20, 25 years ago, and for a while we lived out on about 200 acres south of Eugene.
Wow.
And she had a travel trailer she lived in that was vintage. It was like from the 50s. It was all wood. It was really cool. And she kept her horses out there, which was great. She could ride them all the time. And then and I lived maybe 20 yards down the road in my own little trailer. Anyway, we were working with this plant, the spiritual properties of it, and it has this really interesting name called Pitsissewa. Pitsissewa. Mm-hmm. Its Latin name is Chemophila umbellata, which means Chemophila means love in winter. But it's this perennial plant. It's a ground cover. And Pitsissewa is a Cree Indian term for basically it translates as it removes the stones in the bladder because it was used traditionally for kidney stones and urinary stones. Mm-hmm. And that's supposedly where Pepsi got its name from. Pitsissewa Pepsi, because it's used to brew traditional root beer type drinks, colas and stuff. Anyway,
interesting.
According to some research, we had found that Pitsissewa was good for helping to bring out any conflicts between people that maybe they weren't really. That people weren't really aware of, but were affecting their relationship in some way. So it could bring it out, kind of create a safe space, essentially, to discuss the issue. And then Pitsissewa would help carry that energy away so it could be dispersed. So we were working with this plant, and we had... some issue come up and we just talked about it and it was really great. It felt like we had this like spiritual green counselor there with us. And we both thought we had such a wonderful experience that we tried again. So the next time we did it, we both had this shared vision come up.
could I ask you a question?
Yeah. You can ask me a question.
How do you... Oh, thank you. How do you take the plant? Like, you drink it, make a tea, you eat it, what do you... Smoke it, what do you do?
You can do all the above. You know, if you want. However, when you're working with it spiritually, you don't really need to ingest it at all. I mean, you can if you want to, but we weren't actually taking it internally or even using it externally for this process. We were just holding the plant together and having a piece of it there with us.
Okay, got it.
So we're using spiritual energy more than its physical properties, if that makes sense.
Okay, so it's like bringing in the spirit of the plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people use
Got
the term
it.
Diva,
okay.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, the nature divas. Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So so the next time we used it, we both had this spontaneous shared vision came up. And while it was happening, we started kind of narrating it. So, you know, we knew what was happening. And, you know, my girlfriend was really pretty spiritual person and had always dabbled in different things and was probably responsible for me becoming more spiritual in a lot of ways. But what transpired between us was having this deja vu vision of us being back together in the Middle Ages somewhere. And it was like we could finish each other's sentences about what was happening because we both saw the same thing, only from different perspectives. And so what she experienced was being held in a cell, like a prison cell, and these hooded men coming to get her out of the cell. And she said she had this overwhelming feeling of dread and fear, and that these men didn't see her as a human being. They just saw her as an object.
Mm-hmm.
And they took her out of the prison and into a public place where there was a scaffolding. And what I saw was her coming out, and I was in like the group of people that were watching this. Really what it was an execution take place. And she was put up and she was hanged in front of me. And, you know, that was kind of the end of the vision. But what I realized was in that lifetime that we shared, she was my mother, and I was watching her being killed by the state. It was really intense.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
That is intense. Wow.
Yeah. So afterwards, as you can imagine, we're both pretty shaken and
kind
of sat there like, wow, you know, what just happened? So we debriefed about it. And, you know, there's different things you can say when those things come up, but we had been working on, you know, different aspects of our relationship, and I could see where there was that dynamic between us of like, you know, her trying to parent me sometimes and me, you know, not acting like an adult. And so it was traceable back to this lifetime that we shared. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So did you have an experience similar to that with that plant that you saw past life?
You mean in a different way or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I had a similar experience to that come up that was more, you know, centered around me. That was kind of the main, thing. But I have had people you know, because I pretty regularly teach a class on what I call plants of power, and oftentimes I'll share Pipsissewa with people. And then people get back to me and say that they used it, you know, with somebody they were having a conflict with, and it was pretty amazing. So.
So does it help resolve the conflicts within relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Or just brings it more to light?
It does both. So it's sort of like, you know, if you've got something that maybe it's something that you know about, that you have an issue with this person, right? And you've talked about it till both of you are, you know, tired of it, and it just, there's no path towards resolution on it. You can employ the spirit of this plant to help you find neutral ground and find a way to talk about it without the same kind of, you know, emotional upset. And it's like it creates this kind of, like I was saying, safe space, and that it also helps discharge the conflict so that you can find resolution. Right. You know, if you're really intense about something, and people, you know, we've all been in conflict situations where we can't really see the other person's side because we're so fearful of our own, you know, issue getting waylaid or not respected. And so this this plan, apparently what it does is it kind of just, it takes all that energy out of the situation and allows for people to resolve things without any animosity. It's almost like it does it for, so there's a notation in the source I was using for this that said this can be addictive after a while, so you have to be careful because it kind of, you know, solves the problem for you in a way. That, you know, it does stuff that you normally wouldn't be able to do, so you can get kind of used to it. But the goal, like, you know, with using a lot of substances like this is to get the lesson and then figure out how to incorporate what it's been teaching you into your regular everyday life, so you don't, you know, you start using it as a crutch or get dependent on the plant's energy.
Yeah.
But
well,
it is pretty
dramatic. That would happen.
Well, yeah.
I would love
to be in conflict.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't want to deal with this. I'll just bring in the plant and let it do it. So then does it work still if one is participating and the other is not and maybe unaware of the plant? Does it still work? Or do both parties have to participate?
Like if somebody came to you and said, hey, I've got this issue with my partner or my friend or family member or whatever, and then you say, oh, well, here's this plant that I heard of, and, you know, you can use it. And I'm pretty sure the other person has to agree to be part of it because it's a shared experience. So.
Okay. Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
I wanted to magically just fix all my relationships.
I mean, I guess you could try it.
Can I buy a bush?
You could try it.
I'm gonna bring the bush indoors.
Yeah, I think you at least have to be able to, you know, come together with a person in the same space at some level and agree that, you know, you want to make things better. So
maybe you just kind of invite them over for tea and have a big couple plants all over.
Yeah, sure.
In pots, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can make some tea out of it too, right?
You could. You can make tea out of it. I used to put in my smoking mixtures that I made, sold. It's a good tincture. Yeah.
Yeah.
All sorts of ways to use it. And it's a cool little plant.
Invite that person over, have some tea, and put some in cookies. And just be like, yeah, let's just chat and chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think you can ambush them, Michael, and just be like, oh, hey, by the way, how are you feeling? You know, they have to know what the setup is. So,
you're no fun.
I know. I'm all about the responsibility. No boy.
Oh, that is funny. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So, how about you? What comes to mind?
Let's see. Early on, I was doing a healing on this person, and the client invited me to their home. So I went to the home, and I had done some healings on this person. And I think it was maybe like the third or fourth time I went over to their home to do healing. And on the way to their home, and their home was about an hour away from me, and I was almost there, and I totally forgot to bring my crystals, my healing crystals, and my bag. And it was just kind of like, how did I forget this? How did I forget my tool? You know, this is why I'm going there. It was beyond me, like, how I forgot all this. But, you know, I mean, I have, in pranic healing, we use our hands, so, as well. So, you know, my teacher, I heard him say, you know, don't worry, you have your hands, just go. You just need to go. Don't worry about the healing tools. So I get there, and, you know, so we're kind of prepping and setting up for healing. And then Spirit tells me, you're not going to heal her today, physically. And she has this big home, and it was two stories. And then Spirit says, go upstairs. So I go upstairs, and there was a spirit or an entity in her room that was just horrible. Just horrible. And it was oppressive, and it was angry, and I could tell it was not happy I was there, and it wanted me out. And Spirit was like, you need to clean this room. So, you know, I was doing my prayers, smudging, you know, calling down all the angels and, you know, to remove these things. And this thing was not budging at all. Did not want to go. And it was probably about an hour of this. And at one point we were, I was still doing the prayers. And I opened my eyes, and directly in front of me, there were these two red eyes, like I saw them on the wall. And it was like, oh, no, close my eyes. I don't want to see any more of this. I'm not going to give it any of my energy. Yeah. And, I heard Spirit and my teacher just say, just keep at it, keep at it. And maybe about 5-10 minutes after that, all of a sudden it just lifted, and I saw this, like, almost like a black cloud, and it just like went out of the room. And immediately the energy shifted in the room, and it felt a lot lighter, and you could like breathe again, and it looked brighter in there. And this person who's somewhat spiritual, not super spiritual, felt the shift too. Because when I first went into the room, I was like, are you aware of this energy in here? She's like, no, not really. And I'm like, oh my God, how can you not be? So,
weird.
Yeah, but she noticed it. She was like, oh my God, what just happened? So that was you know, the beginning of it, but the second half came, you know, so I thought, okay, the job's done, I'm leaving. And then Spirit was like, no, you have to stay. And I kept seeing in my a vision or in my mind's eye, it was something silver and it looked like a locket to me. It was small. And so I kept describing this thing and no, I don't have jewelry like that. No, I don't have much jewelry. This is what I have. So we looked at the jewelry and I wasn't getting a hit on that. And I described it and I was like, it looks like it might have some stones or something on it. And she's like, oh, I do have this thing. And so she brought me downstairs and she had this hand mirror that was given to her as a gift. And it was from like Indonesia somewhere. And it was silver and it was carved stones on the back of it, these beautiful gemstones. And she took it out of the case and gave it to me. And as soon as I touched it, it was like, oh my God, there was something attached to the mirror. Frightening. Where it was like, oh my God. You got that thing upstairs and then you have the possessed mirror. So we disposed of them.
Were they two different entities?
Wow.
Yeah. So she had two things going on in her dwelling. That's intense.
Yeah. Plus all the entities that she had attached to her too.
Personally.
There were entities also as well. Yeah. Yeah. There were a lot. So
the
we
entity
got rid
magnet.
Of the entities first. Yeah. But it's interesting because it was also to past life, and I kept seeing like her practicing black magic, casting spells on people, and so working with that energy, you know, it came forward with her into this lifetime, and they attached themselves to her still. So
they don't tell you that up front when you sign up for that stuff. They don't tell you that you don't.
Yeah.
You know, I encourage you to read the fine print. Like, oh, yeah, if you start working with black magic, by the way, the interest is really exorbitant. It will come due.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, though. It's fine. You don't worry about it. Just sign here. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it was interesting how I thought it was over and Spirit really just impressed upon me, you know, the mirror, get the mirror out of the house. I didn't know what it was at the time. And so we just kept going. Yeah.
Was she attached to the mirror? Like, did she not want to have you take it or do anything with it?
No. Thank God. And she was just like, get rid of it. She was like, we'll get rid of it. Yeah. So.
What did you have to do with it? Did you destroy it or cleanse it or?
At the time, because I was just starting to get involved in doing clearing houses like that, the hauntings or whatever you want to call them, possessions. And a friend of mine told me to put it in salt, in a box of salt, and then to take it to the ocean and throw it in the ocean. So nobody can find it and, you know, use it. So, like, get on a boat, take the boat, like a fishing boat, and go out to the sea and drop it into the water.
Wow. Is that what she did?
Told her to do it, I don't know, at the time. But that's what
you
told
her to do that?
To do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. We put it in a box, and then we put it outside of the house. Until she had some time to get out to see.
But you don't know if she did or not. As far as you know, she did.
As far as I know, she did. Yes. So it's interesting. I have always had kind of a push-pull with the hauntings and the entities, those things. they're kind of scary to work with, but yet I'm fascinated by it still, you know.
Uh-huh.
If there's movies about hauntings and let me see this or let me read this.
Uh-huh.
But then when you walk into one, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Reality is always
different. Like I love, was it Ed and Lorraine Warren?
Oh, the demonologist?
They're interesting.
Yeah, that's creepy.
We're interesting. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
should we take a
couple of interesting stories? Yeah, we better. Better get on it.
Yeah. Let's get on it.
Okay. Here we go. First caller. So,
here we go.
Yeah, if you're a first-time caller to the Psychic Funhouse, we usually ask you to give us your name. If you feel like it, you can use a made-up name if you want to be anonymous, or, and where you're calling from, just so we get a geographical idea of your location. All right, so let's go to the wild card line, 954. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name, caller, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mary calling from Florida. I'm a first-time caller, so I don't know how you read, if you do general readings or I ask a question.
Hi, Mary. Well, it's up to you. We can do a general reading, but usually we have people ask the questions just so we can be more specific for the format. So is there something you want to know about? Or?
Well, I wanted to see if you see improvements coming regarding health and finances.
Okay. All right. You know, Mary, what I'm getting is stability. So I'm not seeing anything. I'm getting a sense of stability for you in those areas, in the health and finance. Not necessarily an improvement, but not anything getting worse, or not missing out on things. I'm not seeing a lot of change in the immediate or near future for you.
No extra money coming in from any source, or?
I don't see anything coming your way right off. No, not within a month or two.
Not even a stimulus check?
Well. That remains to be seen, right?
Right.
Nothing, I think, like what you're expecting or hoping for. It doesn't mean that you're not going to see something improve or change. Just that I think there's a desire, maybe even an expectation on your part, but there isn't a kind of an equal matching energy coming for you, if that makes sense. So whatever's going to come your way isn't going to be as much or what you're really hoping for, at least not anytime soon. So
I have some car repairs that need doing pretty soon, either repair or other cars, so that's a big issue. Getting that resolved.
Well, this may. I guess what I'm seeing is the repairs are going to happen. I don't know that it's going to be because you've gotten some money from an external source. Somehow this is going to be taken care of for you, at least the majority of what the issue is.
That's so good.
Maybe the
that.
Mechanic you work with is going to cut you a deal or let you take payments or something. But, you know, it's sort of like you're just kind of in this period of smooth sailing isn't really what I would describe it as, but just sort of,
coasting.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Exactly. Yeah.
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 So
I don't think anybody,
you know,
can make improvements they want just now.
Yeah. I don't think the wind's really going to hit. Yeah. I don't think the wind's going
to
hit your sails for a while yet. So you just kind of want to hang in there.
Okay. And
okay.
Do the other gentleman have anything to add to that or to say?
He might. Let's find out. Mr. Michael,
oh, okay.
Anything coming up for
out.
You? Oh, yeah. I want to be inclusive.
I pretty much agree with Lawrence right now. I kind of
mm-hmm.
feel an energy that's it's flat. It's not up. It's not down. It feels like it's going to stay like this for a while.
Okay.
So what I would encourage you to do is work where you are, you know, focusing on things that you want in your life, that you want to bring into your life. That's important, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about attracting these things and situations. And so, you know, I would really focus on what you do want, you know, your car is repaired, you need this amount of money, and ask your guides for help, and they will help you.
Oh, I do. Yeah, they've helped me before.
Yeah.
Led me to the right places to get things done where I didn't think I could get a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Yeah,
yep.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Interesting stories
so,
you were telling, too. Some very interesting stories. I've had a couple strange ones myself, and I had a dream. I had a dream just before the pandemic about seeing newspaper headlines, and in big bold print it said March 13th, and I didn't have any idea what that meant until a short time later in the pandemic hit. So I think that was like. Headline.
Oh, wow.
This happening. And I hadn't had a dream like that in a long time. And I dream, periodically, I dream some very specific things when big events happen. But that was like right in my face. I didn't know what it meant. But it didn't take long to find out. So now I'm more aware if I have a dream like that with a specific symbol or picture, I can pretty well expect something's going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
gotta pay attention.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. Write those
good
down.
Stories. And, thank you for the reading. And you,
you're welcome.
Well. Take care.
Yeah,
bye
call
now.
Back.
Yeah,
every Friday, 6 o'clock.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, take care now.
Thank you.
Wow. I don't have too many dreams.
Yeah.
How about you, Lawrence?
I go in phases, you know. Like last few weeks I've been having really intense dreams, like wake up and like still feeling the emotion of the dream. So very vivid. But sometimes I don't have any. So
do you have prophetic dreams?
Well, interestingly enough, I have. I've also had shared dreams that girlfriend I was telling you about, she and I had this dream where we were both in it and we did this whole thing and then woke up and we're like, were you just in my dream or was I in your dream? And we knew exactly what had happened. So we had a pretty deep connection. I know.
You and your mommy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another caller. You ready for the next?
I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Okay.
You're ready.
All right. So, area code 347.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Hello, 347.
Caller. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kamika. I'm calling from New York.
Kamika. Hey,
Kimmy.
Hi. I'm okay.
Kamika.
Thank you. How are you?
Hey.
Yep. Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
What's new? What's new?
Good.
We're good. Yeah.
I just wanted to get some insight into my work, and if you saw me moving up or moving on from this job anytime soon. I've been trying to make the best of it, and it's like every time I feel like things are getting better, I feel like I take two steps forward and then three steps back. I don't know. I just don't feel very comfortable there. I just kind of don't talk, and I just work, and it's really uncomfortable. So I was hoping to maybe move to a different area, move up, or even leave the job. I've been trying to look for others, but I haven't gotten a response yet. And I've tried to indicate that I would like to move into, like, maybe administration or someplace different than just working at the front desk, but I haven't gotten really any response to this job, so I really just feel trapped.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, we kind of touched on this before in some ways. There's a perception, well, really more of a misperception issue going on at your work, I think, Kamika, where people don't really see you the way that you want to be seen. And because of that, they can't really appreciate what you bring, what you could potentially bring to the company. So you're feeling this uphill struggle because that's the situation you're in. And it can be really difficult if people, you know, dismiss you or discount you, either because of maybe your age or what they perceive to be your life experience or, you know, other things that could be, you know, even bigoted or prejudiced. Beyond that. So I think, you know, for you to get what you want and to go where you want within this company, it's going to be that kind of struggle like you're talking about. You know, you're only going to get an inch for every mile that you put into it. So, you know, as difficult as it may be to hear this, I think your best bet is to stick it out with this position. You know, keep working on visualizing what you do want, you know, as far as employment and maybe in the other areas of your life that we've talked about. And you have to kind of think about long-term strategy with this and not get too discouraged, you know. Don't invest too much into this job to the point where you feel like you've kind of lost yourself, you know. It's just not going to be worth it. That being said, I do think that, you know, things are going to open up for you, but it's not going to happen right away. You know, it's going to be a while. So, you know, part of your job, I guess, is to not let it get to you too much and to realize that it's, you know, everybody else's loss, that they don't really appreciate you for who you are. And eventually you will get to a position and a place in your life where, you know, people are going to see you for who you are, but part of getting there is you working on yourself relentlessly, you know, about your own vision of yourself and your esteem and you know, other things like that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Michael,
okay.
You have anything to add?
Pretty much what you just said, I agree with that. When you first asked the question, though, Tamika, they said the thing right now for you that's most important is to just be patient. It's going to happen. You want it to happen right now and much more quickly, and they're saying it's coming. Just wait. And I don't know if it's going to be from the same company or a different company. I say that because I don't feel all the energy coming from that company. So it's a possibility, you know, somebody else might reach out to you, another company. So just sit tight, be patient, and let the energy work. Let your guides work for you. Ask them for help, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're saying too that they get that you want to get out of there, and that you know, it's uncomfortable and you're feeling impatient because you want it to happen now, but they're saying just be patient, relax. It's happening.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Shape's gonna come in. You just gotta hang in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Don't get discouraged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Thank you. Always good to hear from
mm-hmm.
you again.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Take care.
You bet. Got to be in it for the long haul.
Yep. Sure do.
Yeah. Another caller, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
This is area code 678. Hey, caller, you're on with Michael and Lawrence on the Celtic Funhouse. How can we help you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. This is Regina.
It's Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Hi. Hi. Yes, I'm back.
She's returned to grace us with her breath.
Yes.
What's
yes,
new with the queen?
I just want to see what's going on as far as career. It's, of course, it's at a standstill. I understand where we at right now, but
mm-hmm.
I just want to see what's going to come up in the next, you know, couple of months, if there's going to be a shift.
I'm not getting the shift for a few months out. I'm getting 4 to 5 months. It's going to be a while for the shift to happen. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
no, that's okay.
Yeah, so they're like, sorry. You know, because it's hold on.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for the shift in? Is this in regards to career?
Yes.
Okay. So I kind of get that you need to put some more energy into that. Making the move, if you want to move out of the company or do you want to move, you know, vertically in the company. So I get that it's kind of like you need to do some work there. And really think about and meditate on what it is you want.